It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. The war against pirated music, movies, and other material online is getting more aggressive. The House Judiciary Committee holds a hearing today on the Stop Online Piracy Act, or SOPA. It's a bill that would block access to websites that provide unlicensed content. Exactly which sites would be targeted, however, can get a little vague, says James Grimmelman, a professor at New York Law School.
So examples would be a site that has a directory of links to live sports streams from around the world, or a BitTorrent tracker that has the information you need to start downloading lots of different copyrighted movies. The bill uses a bunch of different terms to try and define these sites, some of which come from the case law that courts have been using, but it also has other terms that are less clearly defined in copyright law, like facilitate. Does YouTube facilitate downloading?
Maybe, maybe not. SOPA has a lot of critics wondering if those ambiguities will lead to unfair prosecution online. If you run a website and it has links to unlicensed material, are you a criminal or are you just putting up some links to some things that you liked? Also raising some eyebrows is SOPA's enforcement policy.
The bill allows for the issuance of temporary restraining orders against these sites. And those things can be filed by a judge hearing only one side of the case. And there are protections in the federal rules to prevent this from being too extreme, but it's quite possible that sites would go offline without a lot of warning.
SOPA would call upon search engines and internet service providers to do a lot more than they're doing now. Under the bill, they would be asked to stop traffic flowing to sites that a judge has issued an order against. Wendy Seltzer from the Information Society Project at Yale Law School says that would mean creating a blacklist.
Be a blacklist that would potentially grow to crippling proportions for the technology and really disrupt the way the internet functions.
How big a shift would this be from the way the law works now in regards to pursuing online piracy?
It would be a big shift from the pursuit of the direct infringer to pursuit of, you know, those very indirectly facilitating connections to them.
SOPA is the House version of a Senate bill called the Protect IP Act. No surprise who publicly supports these bills: recording industry, movie industry, U.S. Chamber of Commerce. The opponents, though, make for a really unusual coalition, including the ACLU, the Tea Party Patriots, the American Library Association, and Facebook. This one's going to get interesting. The latest trend among urban hipsters is beekeeping. And to capitalize, electronics company Philips is now showing off a prototype of an indoor beehive kit. The glass case lets you see the little guys at work. A hose leading outside lets them come and go. Indoor beekeeping. I will argue the pros of this technology, and producer Larissa Anderson will argue the cons. You ready?
Yep.
All right. Pro, you can connect to nature and see the intricate wonder that is an active beehive.
Con, bees in the house.
Free honey. You pull a little string and the honey drips right out.
Bees in the house.
Okay, but it comes with a little smoker to calm the bees when you need to clean the glass.
Bees in the house. Bees in the house.
Bees in the
bees
house.
Bees in the house.
All right, fine, fine, fine. The cons win.
Unless
you were a bee, in which case it'd be a great deal.
Because why? Free house?
Free house. Exactly. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business. Always thinking of ways to help your business be ready for anything. More at bestbuyforbusiness.com.